The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
On the radio, great to have you with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day on this Friday, March 17th. Working our way to St. Joseph's Day, just saying. But all the best on St. Patty's Day. Then in a few hours, the parade will ensue in New York City, and we wish you all the best. It's 8:06 in the morning on AM 970 The Answer, streaming worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com. Love and respect you taking the time to listen to us every single morning. Tom Homan, kind enough to join us. Tom, former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. You know what? This guy, Tom Homan, has been ahead of the curve on absolutely everything, calling every single shot that was about to happen to America if we opened our borders. And lo and behold, it's all unfolding, unfortunately. And Tom is the guy that has all the answers to it. Tom, welcome back, sir. And great to have you with us, Mr. Director, always. And thanks for fighting the fight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, you were there, though. But I'm speechless because you and I talk, and then they're going to say, oh, look at Piscopo and Homan, the Trump guys, they're conservatives. Everything that you warned us about is happening, Tom, right before our eyes. And then we're having the hearing. Thank God. And, you know, I'm an independent, but thank God that the Republicans took over the House, Tom Homan. We're starting to see some things. Walk us through exactly what's happening and some of the things that you did predict and correct. I wish I had the information in front of me. Was there or was there not an incident where a grandmother just died in a crash or something, resulting in someone in the country illegally, Tom Homan?
Yeah, you know, and this happens all the time. I mean, smugglers, they load their vehicles full of illegal aliens at the border, and these are the ones that don't turn themselves in. These are ones that pay extra to get away. And yeah, there's an accident that killed a grandmother and a granddaughter, and this happens more than you can imagine. This happens quite often, but you just don't hear about it. And I've said for a long time, I said, look, the crime on the border, the smugglers, they don't care. They don't care that many of these migrants are dying. They don't care because in the end game, the more people they smuggle, the more money they make. It's like the numerous migrants that died off the coast of San Diego in the panga boats last week. The reason so many died is because they overpacked these panga boats in the middle of the night, pitch black, and they move as many people as they can, because the more people they move in one panga boat, the more money they make when they make landfall. And they're three times many people as these boats are designed to carry. And of course, it capsized, and numerous migrants died. This happens all the time, and that's why I push back on the people who support these open borders. When you promise that you can come into the United States, you're not going to be detained, you're going to be released. When the Secretary of Homeland Security tells ICE if they're in the country illegally, and that's the only thing they have, you shouldn't be looking for them and arresting them. When you give them work authorization for 7 years while they fight their case, while you promise them health care, while you give them these types of prompts, and you promise amnesty's on its way, DACA's on its way, when you make those types of promises, the most vulnerable people in the world are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels, and many of them are going to die. There has been over 1,700 migrants, 1,700, think about 1,700 migrants as of last month have died on U.S. soil, and that's a record by far. And you know, it's there's no end in sight. There is zero end in sight, because this administration to this day cannot tell you one thing they have done to secure the border. They just keep up, come up more policies to bring more people in. For instance, the latest policy, bring 30,000 parolees in a month, but rather than crossing illegally, we'll push them through the port of entry and call it legal. Mm. That way we can claim the border numbers are down. They clump these gimmicks that in the end, the same number of people across the border, they just come in a different method.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this too. It's an illegal came in and transporting illegal immigrants. He had illegal immigrants in his truck, killed a 7-year-old, reading here from the New York Post. Her grandmother and two others who were in the truck, Maria Alvarez, 71, and her granddaughter. This is inexcusable. And what really hurts, Tom Holman, is that's all preventable. And then let me ask you this, and I ask you this a lot, but I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but I worry about the gotaways like we talked about, and I heard that this 60-plus gotaways that were on the terror watch list. Do I have my facts right in that regard, Tom?
69. And that's what we know about, Joe. This is, you and I talked about this many times.
Yeah.
What concerns me the most is the gotaways. We have recorded, these are recorded, this isn't a guess, this is recorded, 1.3 million gotaways since Joe became president. And someone's got to ask themselves, okay, why did these people pay more to get away? Why didn't they pay less to turn themselves over the border patrol, be released, be flown to the city of their choice, be given work authorization and get a job? Who the hell wouldn't take advantage of that giveaway system? And actually, it's cheaper to pay the smugglers. Who pays extra to get away, to get to Chicago or New York or major cities? The people that don't want to be vetted, the people that don't want to be fingerprinted, those are the people. And that's just scared the hell out of everybody. Why do these people not want to be fingerprinted? A lot of them are going to be criminals, convicted criminals. They're going to be gang members. And they've arrested 6 or 9 known suspected terrorists. And this scares me more than anything. The Border Patrol has arrested people from 170 different countries. Many of these countries are sponsors of terrorism. And they've arrested 69 trying to sneak in. So if you don't think a single one, the 1.3 million came to this country to do us harm, they came from a country sponsored terrorism, then you're an idiot. You're not listening to the daddy, you're not playing by percentages. A general of the United States Army just testified yesterday that they expect ISIS to try to enter this country within the next 30 days.
Yes, I saw that. I'll
make this assumption.
Yeah.
They already have. You cannot, 1.3 million gotaways, you cannot convince me. Some of them are going to do us harm. Not just playing the odds, you got to do it. And I've said this for a year and a half. I will never be able to prove how many terrorists have stuck in this country, but someday we're going to find out. It's going to be a bad day for America.
You know,
what's happening on the southwest border right now, it's just not about illegal immigration, Joe. What's happening on the southwest border right now, in my opinion, is the biggest national security failure this country has seen since 9/11. Mark my word. I hate saying that, but I'm telling you, it's the biggest national security threat this country's seen since 9/11.
And as you listen to Tom Holman and myself on the radio, you hear those words. Because you know what? Doing the radio as long as I've been doing it now, Tom Holman, you have an instinct, you have a feeling about things, and you could see, you have a good overview of what's happening. And you know what? They think what is conspiratorial has always these days turned into fact. And they're going to think, oh, you look at Piscopo and Holman talking about that. I'm telling you.
Well,
it's
I'll make anybody bet. I've been on Fox Network for 3 years. I've been retired for 3 years. Yeah. I challenge anybody to look at the op-ed I've ever written or anything I've ever said on your show or the Fox Network that was not right. You
exactly.
Showed me where I was wrong one time. I'm not going to smoke up your butt or anybody else's butt. And I'm not standing over and bowing for anybody. But I dare anybody to show me when I said something was going to happen that didn't. And believe me, I wish I was wrong, especially on the latest thing I just said. But you got to play the odds. You got to look what's happening. And when 1.3 million people cross that border, we don't know who the hell they are, where they're from, why they came here. That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, and the president doesn't answer it, and the press secretary does not answer it. It's inexcusable, and also when you hear that the border chief statement that the DHS does not have operational control of the border, and Mayorkas is at a party for Jen Psaki at MSNBC. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Tom Holman.
I mean,
I was glad the chief finally admitted it. I wish he would have admitted it a year and a half ago. But at least he finally said it, which puts his administration in a bad place. He also said stopping the border wall construction was bad because that hurt. He also said that getting rid of Trump's policies were a bad idea because that hurt as far as the crisis on the border.
Yeah.
One of the things he said, I'm glad he said, but I'm really angry with him, is that he talked in defense of the men of the horse patrol. Look, this chief was a horse patrol officer throughout his career. He knows the rules of engagement. He saw the same tape I saw a year and a half ago. He should have spoke up at that time and saved these men national embarrassment. Not only these men, but their families, their wives, their children. He should have spoken up a year and a half ago. Now, I'm glad he finally did, but I'm still madder than hell. I know these men in Bloomington went home that night to their families. Yeah. Look at their wives and children in the United States. They just got caught up by the President of the United States, and the Secretary of Homeland Security is doing something very racist. Their careers are never going to be the same. These guys have been through hell. But a year and a half later, the chief finally says something. He should have said something that day the video came up, because he saw the same film I saw, that these agents did their jobs, they did it well, they did nothing wrong.
Yep, and you know what? I heard you say that, too. When the kids go to school, they're harassed in school, I bet. The children of these border patrol.
Their families bump around. I mean, when your GS-12 border patrol, it's a frontline agent, and the President of the United States stands on the White House podium and says the things he says, these men went to hell.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, Tom, we appreciate your expertise. And also, you know what? I appreciate you being ahead of the curve, because you got to listen, and hopefully somebody's sampling the radio show and will listen and do something about it in Washington. My hopes are not high. But again, before we let you go, can we bring the people that those gotaways, if we don't find the gotaways, the people that already been strategically placed, like some sort of invasion around America that's been happening under this administration, can we track those folks the way they track us and the way they track us? God forbid.
These people are hard to find. They got no footprint, right? They don't own homes. They don't have credit ratings. And I'm not going to tell you all the ways we find people, but a lot of these people are going to be in the wind. Now, I took a radio interview the other day. So we're home and talk tough, and you say these people need to be deported. There's no free. I said, look, here's what I'll say. I'll say that you cannot demand these people get due process. You cannot demand have the right to see a judge. You can't make those demands, because you're right. They have a right to claim asylum. They have a right to see a judge. However, you can't accept due process if you're not willing to accept the final decision of the court. So, yeah. You can demand a due process. You can demand they got the right to see a judge. But if the judge makes a determination they're to be removed, then that needs to happen, or the due process means nothing. If the judge's orders mean nothing, then shut down the immigration courts too and let everybody in. I said, but the bottom line is, when the right guy gets back in the White House, I already been committed. I'm going back. And all these people that think they got away with something, we're going to look for you, we're going to detain you, and we'll remove you. Can I find 12 men? Can I find 20 men? No. But you know, I'll give it a hell of a shot.
Yeah, we know you will. Before I let you go, you're with Scott Lobato, our friend, our buddy, brilliant artist, a patriotic artist. That's March 25th at the Marriott in West Palm Beach. How do you know Scott Lobato? He an extraordinary artist. He is.
I do not know him. We've been setting this event up. I've done my research on the man. You are 100% right. He's a patriot. He's a Trump lover, and his art is amazing. So we're hooking up, and we're going to help him out, and at the same time make some money for the conservative movement. And I can't wait to actually meet him and shake his hand and look him eye to eye. But I looked at what he's done. Amazing. He's just amazing. So this line of work, you meet a lot of amazing people. I'll tell you what.
You're going to love him. You're going to love Scott Lobato. He's a great artist. And Mark Morgan told me that he's bench pressing 300 pounds. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Let me tell you something about Gibson and me and Mark Morgan. Because you get me fired up. So I'm glad you said that, because I got my gym bag in my hand, where he was actually sitting next to me here. I'm going to get up right now, head to the gym, and I'm going to bench press the world. And Mark Morgan, I guarantee you, he's still in bed at this moment. I guarantee you.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know. I wish I was down there March 25th. That's going to be a fun time down there.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Scott told me to come down. I'm going to do my best to get there. Hey, Tom.
Me and Morgan's already talked. We're going to end up showing up to your studio one of these days.
Oh, that's it. Come on.
We're going to show up unannounced.
Come on. we're going to do it. We'll arm
you
wrestle.
You won't see Mark. You won't see Marcus. He'll be behind me. Yeah, I'm like the shadow of the moon. You won't see him, but you'll see me coming through the door.
Tom Holman, thank you, Tom. Thanks for your service, buddy. God bless and Godspeed. Tom Holman, thank you, Mr. Director. Joe on the radio. That's so fun. I love the two of those guys together. Arm wrestling in studio. Tom Holman and Mark Morgan. Come on. 20 after 8 o'clock. Hey, Kieran Sheehan, it's St. Paddy's Day, and Kieran is a fine, fine Irish lad and one of the most talented cats on the planet. He really is. He was Phantom, played the role of Phantom on Broadway, and we're going to check in and pay respect to our Irish brothers and sisters on the St. Patrick's Day. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, Susie Cerone is on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Top of the morning to you. Cloudy and 48 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Kind of a mixed bag this Friday morning, St. Patrick's Day. Light at the Hudson River crossings, 10 minutes apiece at the George Lincoln or Holland, but some whoppers out there as far as delays. North Bend Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, about 30 minutes. 20 minutes on the Van Wyck North Bend heading up in towards Atlantic Avenue. Delays on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. West side southbound through the 120s, they're doing some roving left lane road work, so really slow on the west side southbound from the George on down. Good shape in New Jersey, the Parkway 78, Route 80, no issues on the thruway. Your forecast today, cloudy, maybe a shower late, 58. Tonight, cloudy and 41. Saturday, sunny and 53. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor again because I love you. And we're talking about Tom Holman and bench, but Tom's a tough guy. That guy could bench press, man. I don't know if I could. I said, but I was never great off the bench. But you know what I did do, and which I'm paying for it now? I would always lay flat and then on the flat bench working out. I remember I was at Arnold Schwarzenegger's gym, World Gym in Venice, California, and I would hit heavy off the flat bench. And you know what? You can do, there's some things you can do, some things you can't do. And I'm sure Holman could do 400 pounds. If I hit 225, I was lucky, but I would force it and push it because I thought that's what I had to do. And I always felt I kind of just, you will have these chronic injuries from that. Okay. So, and like a bicipital tendon always bothered me. And I don't know if that's from that. Maybe it's just whatever it is. But then, and I always had that pain. I remember when I'm playing the drums, moving around, whatever it is, it's that bicipital tendon, not to mention the knee pain. So I try Relief Factor, skeptical of it. I say, well, you know, the good folks at Relief Factor are not going to advertise with us. They're national sponsors. Technically, you know, we stream all over the world and proud to be, but we're technically a local show licensed out of New York. Relief Factor comes on the show. We talk with the good folks at Relief Factor. I try it 5 days out of pain. Boom. Like a mic drop. 5 days out of pain with Relief Factor. How about that? Then I get to meet the folks in Relief Factor, and we go out to Seattle. We shoot commercials, and we have a great time with them, and I see how concerned they are. And the gentleman who come up with the concept of Relief Factor, how he knows everything about wellness and keeping you out of pain. And the most objective thing that I could tell you on the radio, and you know me, I'm all about objectivity and honesty, is to try the 3-week quick start to see if it works for you, because it's only $19.95. And again, as I always tell you, you have nothing to lose. Please call 800-4, the word relief, or go to relieffactor.com. It's 100% drug-free Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com.
Perillo Tours is starting their 78th year in business. Join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo tour to Italy. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special Rome and Sicily customized tour. 3 nights in Rome, plenty of time to see the most important sights, and a private dinner performance by yours truly. Next, fly to Sicily for 3 nights in Taormina with special day trips along the coast, including Savoca and Forza d'Agro, for sights of actual filming events from iconic Godfather scenes, a wonderful wine tasting at Mount Etna, and then on to Palermo for 3 additional nights before flying home. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515. Tell them you want to fly away with Joey to Sicily, baby. 800-431-1515 or visit PerilloTours.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
So I have a theory that all country music in America started in Ireland. You ever listen to some Irish music and you hear it?
I don't
and
think you're wrong there.
You could hear it. You could feel it. You could hear it. That it when you hear a country song, you go, wait. And then if you go to Ireland, you listen to authentic Irish music from the, you know, back in the day at the origins of Ireland, and it sounds awful lock like country. So that's why.
Definitely.
Like
they're always singing about a lady they met at the bar or the lady that left them, right?
Yeah.
You know, at some point.
Make a lot of use to the fiddle.
At some point, it's, you know, it's going to be about the truck that left the cowboy, you know, because the truck is going to drive itself like Tesla and all this other stuff. But yeah, I think you're right.
Then again, you never would have seen Gene Autry playing the bagpipes, so it's questionable.
Know, which is you know, such a beautiful instrument. So anyway, it's Irish time, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and not to mention St. Joseph's Day. I got my Zeppelins yesterday, did the whole thing, and we already celebrated. So because I'll be working, I'm driving down to AC, and we are going to be down there for the lead conference on Monday and Tuesday. Looking forward to seeing you down there. That's going to be great. And Kieran Sheehan's going to join us in just a little while after the news. Raymond Arroyo as well. Great book about Thomas Alva Edison. And Hogan Gidley and Kieran Lawler, former New York State Assemblyman.
With Morty for the lead conference.
We can only hope.
No. You know, you think he would. You think he would. The governor would be welcome, but no.
I'm busy. I'm busy.
By the way, you mentioned Raymond Arroyo. I got to tell you, Raymond and I have become something of pretty good acquaintances. We were texting back and forth the other day when I had asked him to come on the show about Jerry Lewis, and we're talking about what's your favorite Jerry Lewis album, what's your favorite Jerry Lewis performance.
And stuff.
And stuff, yes, exactly. Exactly.
I will tell you, Raymond did the, according to Jerry himself, the best interview with Jerry Lewis was Raymond Arroyo.
And he did two with them. He did two sit-downs with them.
Yeah. And
well, that's some honor.
It really is. Right? Yeah, exactly, because Jerry, you know, he you know, so if you walked in there and you weren't prepared, you know, Jerry would let you have it because he was as prepared and meticulous as anybody. And I know the girls in Jerry's life now that run Jerry Lewis Films and Jerry's widow, Sam, they love Raymond as well. So Raymond Arroyo on the show coming up in just a little while. It's nice. We've been going at a pace this morning. Joe, you booked the show. It's been great. We could take a little break.
It's like a St. Patrick's Day parade going on here.
Yeah.
You know?
What goes on with the parade? Starts at, where's it start?
11 o'clock. Starts up in the 40s and marches up Fifth Avenue.
This is going to be wild. This is going to be.
I will be avoiding the parade because I don't want people thinking I'm a leprechaun. I won't be buying Lucky Charms. I won't be buying Lucky Charms and walking around Brooklyn.
That's great, man. Hey, who's the Grand Marshal? Do we know who the Grand Marshal is?
Yeah, it is. Give me 1 second, and I'll get that. I'll get that information for you. The Grand Marshal is Kevin J. Conway, Queens native and a Long Island resident.
Fabulous.
Yes.
That's fabulous. That's going to be great. And so, and you guys, I know, Al, you'll get right out of town, man.
Because I have to get home, and then I have to go back. I have to drive to Staten Island. I have to drop off a check to the venue where we're having our 35th year high school reunion coming up in November. And then I have to go to a wake for my stepmother who passed away earlier this week.
You're going to the wake, man.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yeah.
You are good, brother.
Well, no, I'm doing it out of respect to my dad. You know, I mean, it's the right thing to do. Mind the fact that a year after my father died, that she basically cut us out of her life, and you know, whatever. But
warm family memories I have for St. Patrick's Day.
No, I have two stepbrothers, and you know, it's always good. Tough when you lose a parent, and you know, I want to be there for them, obviously, and it would be what my father would expect of me, so that's why.
Al's a good guy.
But I'm getting in, and I'm getting out. The thing is from 4 to 8, so my appointment's at 2:30 for the one thing. I'm going to slide right in. How you doing? Pay respects. And then I'll do a little Irish goodbye and out
great.
The door.
She looks great.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't really care what she looks like, so. I was very offended. A year after my stepmother died, since we're already peeling the onion back, let's peel it back some more. A year after my father died, I called her on Christmas, and we had sporadic contact with one another. You know how you doing? How's Jack? Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I called her on Christmas to wish her a Merry Christmas, and she basically yelled at me for like a half hour.
What?
Like blaming me for stuff. I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but my older stepbrother.
Oh, please do.
No. I don't want to betray a lot of confidences, but my older stepbrother has a son who was adopted, and you know, he had some medical issues. What's so funny?
Joe's impression.
Yeah,
of
I know.
Grandmother saying
"Merry Christmas." Oh, God.
What was that?
And stuff.
Which Al and tell stuff. The story, and you're doing a pressure.
All right, let me tell you. Off the air today, he's been brutal. I almost called HR on him. Honestly, I almost called HR.
What is
Not even going to say it. He took a shot at somebody that I'm really shocked that he took a shot at somebody.
But Joe's grandmother, God bless her. God bless her. She's great.
God bless
her.
Can't hear, no memory.
It was her birthday. It was her birthday, and you said, happy birthday, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
And thanks to all, a good night. Okay.
Al, so what happened? So
my stepbrother's adopted son got very ill as a baby and is now in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Oh,
he's paraplegic and the whole thing, you know. So, you know, obviously my stepbrother had reached out to us to let us know what was going on. And I had said to him, I said, look, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. And my stepmother basically yelled at me on Christmas Day that I didn't do more to help my stepbrother.
Oh, my God.
And I said to her, I said, well, Joan, I'm not a doctor. Even you think I'm a doctor. Apparently, my stepmother 15 years ago thought I was a doctor. And, you know, you asked me about gallbladder surgery. Why not? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You got a fever and he can't walk anymore? Oh, sure. I know what to do. Rub the Blarney Stone on him. He'll start walking. Right.
The Blarney Stone.
Right. Whatever. Well, we'll keep it in Irish.
Which I would not kiss. I did not kiss. We went there. You turn upside down. You're supposed to kiss the blood.
Right.
That whole thing,
I don't see you doing that.
No. Yeah. Couldn't do that. Purell or not. I couldn't do that. Thank you.
So I said to her, I said, I don't know what else you want me to do. I reached out to Matt. I talked to him. And, you know, I said if I can help. But by the way, I have a six-year-old who is autistic, who is my first priority and will always be my first priority. I don't care about anybody. Yeah.
You sure
and I'm going, it's Christmas.
Today, you sure you want to go to this thing today?
Yes.
You don't want to go.
And so, you know, whatever. Got off the phone and my wife looked at me and said, what? And I said, well, I guess we're not talking to Joan anymore. And that was really the last time that I spoke to her on the phone. And then I got my cancer a couple of years later and no acknowledgement from her. And then a year later at my uncle's funeral, she comes over to me. And this is exactly what she said to me. She said, oh, so I heard you had cancer and you're doing well. Oh, well, yeah, I am. Great. Yeah, thanks. Okay. I'm like, what?
You know what? When I hear you do this, it makes me feel so guilty because when you go through life and then you have, you get married. Stay with me for 2 seconds.
Right.
I know we got a break. And then you get married and then the marriage doesn't work out really. And then you have a kid. Now, as a parent, you know, guy, girl, husband, wife, you know, man, woman, whatever it is, you go on. Then you meet someone else and now you're in someone else. So the child from the original marriage has to get into that marriage.
I'm going to give you the kicker.
I've done a couple times and I feel terribly guilty about it. Thank God everything works out and everything does work out, but it's tough for the kids.
So I'm going to give you the kicker.
And I'm telling you, you were the one who got caught in the middle there.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, I had to testify against my dad in family court, which was fun at, what was like, 12?
I know nothing. Did you plead the fifth?
No, I had to go in the judge's chambers and talk to the judge. I was 12 years old.
The worst.
So no, but wait, it gets better. So the woman who became my stepmother was my father's lawyer secretary, the divorce lawyer who helped him get divorced from my mother. It was his secretary who he ended up dating and ended up eventually marrying. So it's great.
You know, can I ask you an honest question?
I don't need therapy. It's good.
Let me interrupt. I'm sorry. Yeah, no wonder you're a mess.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate that. No, it's all right. He's right.
I don't think you're a mess. Let me ask you an honest question. Yeah, so, are you afraid that, like, going to this? I know you said you have a pretty cordial relationship with your.
I'm afraid of
siblings. You don't think it's going to get ugly?
Why would it get ugly?
I don't know.
I'm going there to pay my respects. I'm not going there to fight
people. I agree with Joe. I think it's going to get ugly.
No, it's not going to get ugly. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not going there to fight people.
No, I'm not saying you're going there to fight people, but they might try and fight with you.
No, my stepbrother Matt was the one who contacted me to let me know that Joan had passed.
Are there any other relatives or whatever on that part of the family that you have?
No, I don't know. Oh, this is great.
Dr. Joyce Brothers.
I know, really.
Dr. Joyce Brothers. A nice hip reference I made right there.
No, but I like how he's like, do you think there's any... there a chance there might be a fight? Is it, do you want us to bring a news crew? I mean, we could, you know, we could film
I'm
it.
Trying to plan the rest of my evening.
I understand.
Jerry Springer. Come on, it's going to be Jerry Springer at the wake
here's
today.
The thing, you know? Here's the thing, and I'll say it here, but I
you
won't say this.
You never called. I had cancer. Second. You didn't call me.
So here's the thing. I'll say it here on the air. I won't say it in front of my stepbrothers, but when my father passed. What?
We've turned into Jerry Springer.
I'm being honest. I'm being honest. Would you want me to be honest?
No, yes, okay. Please. Go, go.
So when my father passed, my stepmother nor my stepbrothers asked me to speak at the funeral, do a eulogy. At the repast, I wasn't asked to stand up and say anything. My stepbrother Matt said something. All these other people, and I kept waiting, you know, for somebody to say, hey, Albert, you know, he was your father and he passed.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yes.
And didn't say anything. And so when we left, my wife looked at me and she said, you don't look so good. I said, I'm a little angry right now,
yeah,
but I'm going to keep it in check that I should have at least been asked if I wanted to say something. And I was offended by that, but I didn't say a word to anybody. I just kept my mouth shut and, you know, just walked out. Of course, in the middle of that, as I was telling my wife, my mom called and asked if I had gotten anything from my father, meaning monetarily. And I go, they haven't put a shovel of dirt on the guy, and you want to know if I got money from him. I would, you know, probably not because he didn't have anything, but really not the right time, Mom, but thanks.
More family drama coming up on AM 970.
Just remember, you are not the father.
Well, that's right. That's right. Thank you, Maury. I appreciate that. Yeah, so no, I'm going to go there and as the right thing to do that my father would have expected of me and pay my respects. And
we'll report in on Monday. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but
honestly, nothing is going to happen. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be there a half hour, 45 minutes, and I'm going to walk out. That's it. I'll see some family members will be there. I'll say hello, and then I'm just going to exit very
open
quietly.
Casket. Open casket? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know. I assume so.
Four-door sedan?
Wow. See, we have corrupted. Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean, really? Come on, Joe. Be honest. We've corrupted.
Maybe Vinny Ricuglia. We should get a funeral sponsor so we could have.
Vinny showed up at my mother's funeral. Remember?
Yeah, he's the best.
He showed up.
He's a good guy.
He ran to the store to get a pack of cigarettes to put in my mother's coffin.
Oh, right.
Fabulous. That's
but he showed up to the actual funeral, right?
Yeah. All the touches. I mean, you know, you talk about you missing the final touches. Not with Vinny. Vinny makes sure that you know everything's in there.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, can I make reservations now?
At least you didn't get buried on Staten Island where that one casket over in Mount Loretto got knocked over and an animal found a hand and they found it buried like a mile away. That's not good. Not good at all. What? What are you laughing?
Well, you know, the tenor of the show has really
It's really nosedive. We were in a real positive, fired up mood now. Got people weeping, in need of therapy. You know, it's
funeral.
Good.
Oh, I will tell you this. So as we break and bring on Kieran, is that at my father's funeral, I was allowed to, I told you this before, I did a song called That's Why Pop is a Champ to That's The Lady is a Tramp, and I did special lyrics about my father. So I
shouldn't sing that at the funeral.
No. But I tell you what I did. We were at Notre Dame in North Caldwell, and we had the funeral, and everybody said, you know, Pop lived a long life, but still. And as they started wheeling it down, I did the cue. It was like show business. I cued the audio guy from where I was, and he punches it up, and it was. And so while Pop's casket was being wheeled down, it was, you know, that's why Pop is a champ, and it was great. It just broke the ice, and it was wonderful. So if they need somebody to sing today, Al, you call me, all right?
All right.
Not a problem. I'll show up. Hey, Joe on the radio, singing is like one of the best things that Kieran Sheehan does. He's a great actor, but my goodness gracious, he tours on a show called The Four Phantoms. You know, gentlemen that have actually played the Phantom on Broadway, by the way. And it's St. Patty's Day. We wanted to bring Kieran Sheehan to the show, and we will. Raymond Arroyo, Hogan Gidley, Kieran Lawler as well, and Al Gattulo. 8:38. Happy Al is in the newsroom on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Thousands of runners are planning to race and stuff through Times Square this weekend in New York City's half marathon. Organizers say the United Airlines New York City half will feature more than 25,000 runners on Sunday. The event takes runners on a 13.1-mile journey from Brooklyn to Manhattan, passing through Times Square. Organizers say it's the only time other than New Year's Eve the crossroads of the world is closed to traffic. NJ Transit, Rutgers University, partnering to form a training center for public transportation services jobs. The International Association of Public Transport Union is involved, and it will be the first of this kind of training facility in North America. NJ Transit will lead the regional partnership by sponsoring four training programs annually, including rail operations and maintenance for North America. Governor Murphy says this will mean New Jersey will earn worldwide recognition as a North American transportation hub. In sports, Mets closer Edwin Diaz reportedly out for the season due to a knee injury. Diaz had successful surgery for a tear of his tendon in his right knee. Happened while he was celebrating a win while pitching for his native Puerto Rico during the World Baseball Classic. Kings over the Nets 101-96. Rangers beat the Penguins 4-2, and the Lightning beat the Devils in a shootout by the final of 4-3. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Top of the morning to you. Cloudy and 48 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. In the Bronx, Castle Hill Avenue closed both directions at the Cross Bronx. That is due to a structure fire. Some roving left lane repairs on the west side southbound from the 120s to the 90s. It's in the left lane, so the west side southbound is slammed from the George on down. 35 minutes on the northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, but not too bad at all. 5 minutes at the George, Lincoln, or Holland heading into the city. New Jersey still pretty quiet there with no issues on 78 or the Parkway. A little busy on 80 east and westbound though through Patterson. Thruway clear both directions from Westchester through Rockland. Your forecast, cloudy, slight chance for a stray shower later. Warm with a high of 58. Tonight cloudy and 41 in the city. Saturday sunny and 53. Sunday partly sunny and 43. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I'm so excited to be with the Broadway House for Continuing Care on April 27th. We invite you to go to BroadwayHouse.org, BroadwayHouse.org. We're doing our whole show there. I'm going to be the humble master of ceremonies, and you'll find out all the information you need. We would love for you to come down and support this great organization, Broadway House for Continuing Care, recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. They consistently have five-star ratings from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the highest ratings from those organizations, and they help people with HIV, AIDS, acute illnesses, injuries. And for the first time in years, this gal, Christine, has hope for the future. She arrived at Broadway House. I tell you the story because I met these beautiful people. They go in to the Broadway House for Continuing Care, battling substance abuse, homelessness, uncontrolled HIV. She just gave up, but the doctors at Broadway House for Continuing Care and nurses refused to give up. It took comprehensive care, expert care, and a lot of love, and Christine has now been discharged and is back living with her family. How about that? Now, Broadway House, they believe the residents deserve a chance for a new life. This is the safety net in Newark, New Jersey, for folks that are left out sometimes in society. So we applaud James Gonzalez and the great team at Broadway House for Continuing Care. And come on down. We're doing our show April 27th. Go to BroadwayHouse.org. If you're around, we'd love to see you to help out this great organization, Broadway House for Continuing Care. Go to BroadwayHouse.org. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage off on that family home to lift the financial burden and bring stability for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America. More than 500 in 2022 and more than 1,500 in 2023, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2T.org. Oh, hi, Al. Thank you very, very much. Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella standing by. You know, if you want service, too, You can go to Route 22 Toyota. But you know what? That whole supply chain situation, people couldn't get cars. Well, Alex is telling us he's got a great selection of new cars over at Route 22 Toyota, including the RAV4 and the Highlanders, which are hard to come by. People from out of state are calling saying, Alex, we want that car. And Alex is saying, nope, holding it for the customer base that is you. And here is the number for you, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota. Let Alex and the team show you one of the area's largest selections of new Toyota vehicles. And please be sure to check out their huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. 973-705-8905, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, Route 22 Toyota. You just remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
It's St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Friday, March 17th. Kieran Sheehan is a dear friend and an incredibly talented man. I mean, I'm looking at his resume here from Phantom to the Opera, Les Mis, on Broadway, and now touring all around the country and internationally with the Four Phantoms, playing the Phantom himself on Broadway. Kieran, welcome back to the show. Awesome to have you with us, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
You too, brother. How are you?
Good, man. I'm good. It's crazy. It's fast. Everything's nonstop, but we wanted to get you on the air because it's your day. You are so, and I love, even when middle of, it could be July, and when you text me, there's a four-leaf clover, like in the text. You're so, I love you, true to your heritage. And so tell us, where are you touring these days? Because on stage, you are just extraordinary, my dear friend. I mean, I'll tell you, you get better. You get better and better every time I see you, man. God bless you for that, Kieran, you know?
Thank you, brother. Yeah, we were just, let's see, last weekend we were in New York and then Boston for a couple of shows, and then we're heading out to Indiana next, I believe. And I think they're talking about Dubai and Taiwan, although Taiwan can be a little dodgy at the moment, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, call us if you need anything, if you're over there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, something's happened. No, God forbid.
Joe,
God forbid.
I need a little of those biceps, brother. Bring them over.
Yeah, that'd be me, man. Hey, so Kieran, tell us how you started out, man, and ending up on Broadway in Phantom of the Opera, which you were just so great in. I mean, and you know what I love about you, though? You're just a regular guy, but with an extraordinary talent. We appreciate it. So what was it that got you into what you're doing now, man?
Girls.
That was it. I know this guy. Yeah, it's radio, but Kieran is like he is. I'll be your wingman. I know you're happily married and you're a great husband, but you know if something happens, I'll be your wingman any day of the week, buddy. Let me tell you something.
Fair enough, brother. I was an engineering major in college, and there were no girls, and I thought, at that time at least, be politically correct. At that time, there's plenty now, but I thought. Where can I meet pretty girls? And this is going to be completely politically incorrect. Okay. I thought, well, let me try an acting class. The girls are pretty. Most of the guys won't care. I like my numbers.
You had a good shot. That's great, man. Oh, that is funny. But you know what? You got the rigors of Broadway, 8 shows a week, and a lead like Phantom is when you stop and you take a moment and you do a dramatic moment and take the patience of it. I am just in awe that you do that in because it's Broadway, packed house, legendary Phantom. But you don't. I can think. And correct me if I'm wrong. You don't think about it. It's just more or less instinct from rehearsal and preparation. Correct?
Yeah. And honestly, Joe, you're a fabulous actor in your own right. So I don't know if this is the same for you. But for me, I nearly enjoy the rehearsal process more. I enjoy the journey more. And then the shows are fun, but and I'm very grateful and I feel very blessed to have gotten to play that role for a long time. But I think by the time you get, through like when you were doing Grease, you know, your weeks of rehearsal, and then I think by the time you get to the stage, like, okay, now I can stop worrying.
I'm so glad you said that, because if someone's listening and you have a child, or sometimes folks listen, young folks listen in their cars with their parents as we talk in the morning here on the radio, and they think if they want to go into business, show business, the journey, that's the word you use. God bless you for that. Because people say, oh, I want to be, how did you get started? All I wanted to be was what I'm doing now, a blue-collar entertainer. You know, you get me on stage, we're on the radio, you know. I tell you, it's if you enjoy the journey, you'll be happy. How many people do we see, Kieran Sheehan, how many people do we see who went in, wanted to be big stars, never quite made it, and are miserable? You don't want to be there. Yeah. You want to enjoy the journey.
Yeah, and I think for me, at least, a big part of it is, it's not, honestly, I'll enjoy sitting down and reading through a play with really terrific actors as much as standing in front of, you know, on a stage with, you know, in front of 2,000 people. I love the work. I love the process of it. Yeah. So, you know, getting to hopefully make a living at it is, to me, is just bonus. I'd still do it whether, you know, like my father, you know, was a blue collar worker and, you know, enough to keep a roof over our heads and food on the table. I would still do what I love doing regardless. You know?
And Kieran, my dear friend, Kieran Sheehan, you got to see Kieran in concert. It is just one of the great things you'll ever see. A God's gift of a voice and a great guy. Before we let you go, my friend, on this St. Patrick's Day, how has your Irish heritage shaped your musical taste, the influences in the Irish community, Kieran?
Well, it's with the Four Phantoms, each of us has we have a couple of solos. And they said, you know, what do you want to do? And one of my solos is Gethsemane from Superstar, because, as you know, I'm at heart an old rocker. And but then they asked me if I would do Danny Boy as well. So that's part of our show.
Yeah, so. Oh, man, that is great. Kieran, man, I send him my love, you know, and I send a shout out to our mutual friend, Dr. Rock Positano, you know. And just all the best, man. Yeah, thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I love your love of heritage. It makes the country stronger. Kieran, God bless you. And we'll see you.
Thank you, brother.
On stage. See you in person, Kieran. God bless. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Joe.
Yes, sir. Kieran Sheehan, just a great guy. A must see, by the way. Kieran Sheehan on the radio on this St. Patrick's Day. 8:51, Joe on the radio with Susie Cerrone on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's cloudy. It's 48. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Inbound, George, Lincoln, or Holland, take your pick. 5 minutes apiece heading into the city. In the Bronx, a structure fire has Castle Hill Avenue closed both directions from the Bronx River Parkway to Westchester Avenue. Some emergency road work on the west side southbound from the 120s to the 90s. The left lane is out, and boy, it's packed from the George on down. Northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, that's a 30-minute travel time. Traveling New Jersey, no issues on the Garden State Parkway, 78 Route 80. And wide open on the thruway north and southbound between Westchester and Rockland County. It's even clear on 287 in both directions through Westchester. And this total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
It's no secret that this economy is taking its toll on us, but I've got some important news that could really help. If you're facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, you need to know that you may not be required to pay it all back. There are special programs that can significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This isn't bankruptcy or a high-interest debt consolidation loan. These are programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about, ones that offer Americans struggling with overwhelming credit card debt savings and real debt relief faster than thought possible. Accredited Debt Relief has a special hotline to learn all about these programs and what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualified consumers with over $1 billion in debt and have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now for this free information. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
And on all those platforms just mentioned, you are listening, and we are honored. And we are so grateful that you do. And that's why I love telling you good things like the MyPillow 2.0. You can buy one, get one free. I'm telling you something. I told you this before. And in your family, you know, so we're gathered around our virtual kitchen table every morning on the program. And I'm not a sleeper. I just hate going to sleep. Are you like that? Like you're going to miss something or something, right? And I get so, I got to lay down and I got to force myself because now we're getting up so early. Like Todd Pirro was saying, he gets up at 11:30 for the morning Fox and Friends first. And we don't get up that early, but we get up early enough. And I'm thinking, how do I sleep? The MyPillow 2.0 that since I have it, and I'm telling you, I'm like the clinical guy over here. I'm your clinical study. I have been sleeping like a baby on that MyPillow 2.0. Mike Lindell, God bless him. I don't know how he comes up with these things. The MyPillow 2.0, there's a special buy one, get one free offer. And Mike found this new fabric technology that helps regulate your body temperature through the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. And he, you know how great the MyPillow was? Well, wait till you try the MyPillow 2.0. And when you get it now, you get the MyPillow 2.0, you buy one, get one free, right? And I know my cousin Paulie will be getting a Paulie pillow. He would always come over to the house, true Italian fashion. He'd bring something. You know what he brought? A MyPillow. Now he's going to bring the MyPillow 2.0. I'm telling you. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe P. You can buy one, get one free. Use the promo code Joe P, please, at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798 is the number. 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity for this incredible pillow, the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Jeff, happy St. Patrick's Day. How we doing weather-wise throughout the rest of the weekend?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. It's doing pretty okay. We're going to be cloudy with, you know, temperatures right now right around the upper 40s to low 50s, so not too bad for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and that's kind of where we're going to be, getting into the upper 50s by the end of the day, the high reaching 58 under a cloudy sky. Could see a shower passing by this evening, and then it's dry tonight under a cloudy sky. Again, low 42. We are going to cool down over the weekend, and it's going to get windier as we go throughout the weekend as well. We'll see an early cloudy start tomorrow, giving way to some sunshine, high 54. 42 Sunday, partly sunny. And then look at this. We're back to the 50s on Monday and Tuesday for the first day of spring.
Yeah, well said. Well done, Jeffrey. Thank you so much. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, my young friend. Hey, when we come back right at the top of the hour, the one, the only, Raymond Arroyo. Great book. I mean, I don't, he keeps writing books. God bless him. He's so busy. He has the time to write The Unexpected Light of Thomas Alva Edison. I can't wait to talk to Raymond about that, as my grandfather worked with Edison in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Oh, yes. Hogan Gidley as well, former National Press Secretary for Donald Trump. We're going to talk politics with this great kid, Hogan Gidley. Kieran Lawler as well from HudsonPowerBroker.com. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.